There's two mental factors that are quite important in your meditation. One is called mindfulness, or it's also translated as memory, and the other one is called introspective alertness. Now, the one on mindfulness or memory, what this one does is it remembers the object of meditation. So if you're meditating on the breath, it remembers the breath. If you're meditating on the visualized image of the Buddha, like I described yesterday, it remembers that. Okay? So whatever is your focal object of meditation, this one is the one that holds that object. Okay? So that's why it's very important at the beginning of a meditation session to be very clear about what you're meditating on. You don't just sit down and say, I'm going to meditate, and then you sit down and then, well, what do I do with my mind? Well, should I meditate on the breath? Should I meditate on Buddha? Should I meditate on love? Should I meditate? You know, no, you should know what you're going to meditate on and then sit down and do that. Okay, and mindfulness is that mental factor, that part of your mind that holds that object in your mind. Okay, in such a way that you don't forget it and other objects don't come in to distract you. Now, the other one, introspective alertness, is another mental factor. It's like a little corner of your mind, and this one checks up to see if you're still concentrating or not. Okay? So they say it's kind of like a little spy. You know, it isn't big, it isn't obvious, it's not, you know, making a big deal. But it just, from time to time, surveys the situation and sees if you're focusing on what you are going to meditate on, or if you've gotten distracted or have gotten sleepy. Okay? So this one is just like a little corner of your mind that comes up and says, well, you know, it just observes. Am I on the breath? You know, and it observes. Am I falling asleep? Am I distracted? What is it that's going on in my mind? You know, is the image of the Buddha there? Am I still thinking about the kindness of sentient beings? Am I still focusing on loving them? You know? And so this one of introspective alertness, if it finds that we're still on our object to meditation, then we continue on as is. But if it finds that we've gotten distracted, you know, and we're thinking about something else, or we're getting a little bit drowsy and dopey, then this one reminds us to apply the antidote to get us back on track again. So if we're getting drowsy like that, then we would do the meditation I was teaching yesterday about exhaling the smoke and inhaling the light. If we're getting distracted, then it would keep bringing the mind back. Or if you're really distracted, I mean the mind's completely, you know, into daydreaming and fantasizing over an object of attachment, if you're really into that, then you would temporarily leave aside, let's say, the breath or the image of the Buddha or love or whatever it is you're meditating on, and instead you would reflect on impermanence and death. That makes the mind more sober, and then you could come back to your original object of meditation. Or if you find that you're getting distracted by anger or resentment or jealousy, then you would meditate on the antidote to that. So in terms of jealousy, you would meditate on rejoicing. In terms of anger, you would meditate on patience. Okay? And then, having rebalanced your mind, then again you return to your original object of meditation. Okay? So that's why it's important at the beginning of your session, know what you're meditating on. Make that very clear in your mind at the very beginning. Set your intention very strongly. And then keep your mindfulness very vivid and present so that you can stay on the object of meditation. And then have that little introspective alertness from time to time kind of survey and see if you're meditating or if you're... You know? Or if you've gone to Disneyland for the day, even though your body's here, okay? So that's helpful to know. It'll help you in your meditation.